Here we are. We're back again. It's another episode, another edition of my show.
What would you do if you someone's home? All
right, man.
These people.
Go. Oh, no. Get a job. I don't know.
I'll go when I get it.
Stupid fucking song.
Son of a bitch does it all the time.
All right, man.
Hey.
Are you ready for a good ass show?
Yeah. Just kidding. Yes.
Damn it.
Cool. All right, here we are. We're back again.
Little
bitch
shit.
Does it all the time.
And Batman.
You might understand that it's episode 316 because you've already heard the glass break once. But yeah, big monumental episode for us here this week, episode 316, and we are joined by the man who definitely should have got a beer. Is Dave.
Hey, what's up? I decided I wanted to mess up my other eye. When I snapped this cork back on, a little bit of whiskey popped out right into my eyeball. So if it looks like I've got no eyes later, don't worry, I'm Asian.
Asian Dave.
It's not just Asian Dave. Oh man, that. Oh. Speaking of getting shot in the eye, it's Robin.
Goddamn right it is. They don't call me old Flip Whitaker for no. Wait, that's Dave too.
No, that's me.
Son of a bitch does it all the time. Anyway, yeah, I'm here. I'm that guy, in green and black chair.
I had something witty to say because I've been thinking about it all day, but the pain in my eyeball kind of erased my brain.
Yeah, speaking of something witty to say, bringing it back around, over there, the hoop snake known as Jake.
Touching tips.
I completely missed it. Now I got a fucking
nice sword fighting.
Probably got whiskey in your eye.
Yeah, don't cross the streams.
The old whiskey eye.
Whiskey eye?
The one eye whiskey eye.
One eye whiskey eye is the name
writing
of this
it
episode.
Down.
One eye whiskey eye.
It's me, one take Jake, back in the saddle again. I saw Mime at McDonald's.
I heard that.
I saw that.
I don't know
what
that
means. Was he like a mime on break, or was he miming the whole time?
Well, I didn't try to speak to the mime. I thought it'd be pointless.
Nobody can.
I thought it would be fucking pointless. But yeah, the mime's coming out of McDonald's. I'm like, and going to its car, which was suspiciously real. Like, I thought a mime would drive like a mime car.
Have you guys ever seen my mime video?
No. Is it mime porn?
No, it's not mime porn, but in junior high, you know how they always have like little things for kids to do?
No, like, I went to private school.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's see how that turned out. Anyways.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. I didn't have anything to do because I went to private school.
Right. So anyways, junior high, they had, sorry, I didn't mean to cut your story off. Go ahead, finish. It just made me think of it and I got excited.
I think I was done.
Oh, okay.
We need to find that video unless you.
I have it in the back room on VHS.
Because a mime is a terrible thing to waste.
But anyways, they brought in like these road actors and they taught a bunch of us how to mime. So then we had a show and tell.
Taught you to mime.
Yeah, like literally taught us to mime. Like we had a yo-yo guy that taught us how to yo-yo too.
I mean, that's a demonstrable skill. Miming is just pretending.
Yes.
Right, kids, pretend. You've been doing that your entire lives.
Ever play charades? Yeah. It can be a career.
No, it can't.
Yeah, there's a video. Billy was doing it too, and I can't remember if we were in the same.
How
the
did
same
he order?
Act. Huh?
That's what I want to know.
At
how
McDonald's.
Does a mime order? Oh, well, they have the dust now.
Oh.
You could use a mobile order is also a possibility.
Sorry, that was my little bad Santa moment. How do they sleep?
Yeah.
Standing up.
Head?
But the noise.
So
what noise?
So here's the question. You're driving out of the drive-thru and there's a mime. What do you do? It's kind of like
Friends that you saw a mime.
Like waved at the mime and like the mime looks over at me and it's like, which I didn't know if it was doing a bit, so I stopped to look for a second, And then the mime turned to look back at me, and I'm like.
Okay. But I feel like the mime didn't do anything like looked back at me. He did.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't like a big, like egregious. Like,
it wasn't a mime look back.
No, they just looked back. And I don't know. I don't know what I was expecting.
But more super aggressive miming is what you were looking for. Yeah.
You see a mime in the wild. You don't know what to expect.
Anyway. What would you have done if he gets his order and he walks outside and goes to an empty parking spot and throws his leg up like he's getting on a motorcycle and sits back and just kind of like waddles out?
I would die of laughter. Yeah, so would I. it was a female mime, I believe.
A mimette, if you will.
A meme.
Meme. That's how mime children say it.
That's how I know that there's been a fracture in the timeline, is that I'm just seeing mimes.
The time mime?
Time mime.
Oh.
Fracture of the time mime.
I'm imagining like Time Cop, but with a mime. Time Mime will return next Friday.
God damn it.
Time Mime.
They made a movie called Time Cop, so why couldn't they make a Time Mime?
Lost in Mime.
When Time Mime breaks their silence.
What if it were like, so what if like Time Mime's premise is it's like Quantum Leap, where he has to go jump into other people's bodies,
but because he's
a mime, he can't do anything, so he has to like mime to people.
Time Mime.
And they're like, no, like you can talk. Nope.
No, all of a sudden,
Einstein is actually like a mime.
Einstein, the Time Mime.
Einstein, Time Mime.
What is this, an Amigos song?
Hey!
Einstein! I'm time!
Yep, it's definitely one of those.
It's Helen Keller's actually just a mime.
Oh, God. Son of a bitch does it all the time. Smash man.
Oh my God. Well, after that drink, dude, just give me about 15 minutes. I'll be there.
Oh my God.
Someone had to play his Stone Cold entrance music.
Wait, do you mean Anne Frank, the girl with the diary?
Is she actually writing a real book? He's just miming.
This is the stupidest, funniest premise.
You see now, because I imagine the miracle worker, but she's working with a tiny child mime. Oh. With the paint and everything.
Right.
Like trying to wash her hands, but they won't put her hands in the water because it's a mime.
Jurassic Park. He tries to lasso a T-Rex.
Or they could make a prequel. It could be like The Land Before Mime.
Yes.
That's the Jurassic Park part.
The Land Before Mime. Jurassic Park 11, The Land Before Mime. Like what Dave said, it's just mimes out there trying to lasso velociraptors.
They somehow corral them, but it's a fake corral. He goes and closes a big door and like pats it.
You just see a bunch of mimes floating around on pretend horses.
Awesome. For some reason, one of them's still wearing heels, running around out in the jungle.
And one of them has chaps out of nowhere. They just produce chaps.
Nothing underneath.
Well, so we just did 6 minutes on mimes.
Yep. Welcome to 6 Minute Mime.
6 Minute Mime, my show. It's the Friday edition.
The special 3:16 episode.
No kidding. Dude, please don't hit that thing for a minute. I need to recover.
Don't hit it for the rest of the time because I got more whiskey.
I got
papers right.
So let's talk about why we had an Oscars episode last week real quick and then solve our tie.
All right.
Day maritals.
So normally we record on Wednesday.
Yep.
This term for school, we've been recording on Thursday because Dave has class on Wednesday, right?
Yep.
Yep.
sometimes we record on Friday because we got things on Thursday.
Yeah.
This week we were gonna record on Friday, maybe. We didn't figure it out until like Tuesday. You're like, hey.
Yeah, I was like, hey, so Thursday is happening. So I just want you guys to know that. I think
you
found it.
You wanted to let us know to get ready for action.
I was hoping I would actually hit the chorus of Birthday Sex by Jeremiah. I was like, yeah, so that's gonna happen. So I'm gonna be busy. And so yeah, that reasonable. And then Friday, it was like, hey, we got a Groupon to go to the Brazilian steakhouse. And you know, it was a one in a Brazilian chance that we could go.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then I remember
when Robin said, hey, Robin told me we're not recording tonight. Jake's going to dinner with Jen. And I think the first thing I says, that is selfish as shit. Yesterday was her birthday.
He did say something like that.
Something along those lines.
I was like, you know, fair, but it's also Friday. And yeah, you know,
but I would skip a show for Brazilian steak.
Is really good. It all up until like I probably ate too much of something, or you know, not enough of something, because I ended up with like the worst Hershey squirts in a long time.
Oof.
Like also I ended up roostering at one point.
Oh shit. Mm-hmm. And puke.
Yeah. So they're like, hey, let's give these people an authentic Brazilian steakhouse.
Yeah, right.
Montezuma's Brazilian revenge experience.
Well, I think we just went a little late, and like some of the stuff had been out a little long. Like some of the stuff in the salad bar had been out a little long. Well, yeah. I mean, there's like shrimp scampi, and you know, you have a little bit too much of that. Maybe a
little scrimp, yeah.
Little scrimps
will do it to you.
But it's one of the worst. Like when you can feel a puke coming on, that like you know there's nothing you can do about it, and it's like you just want to do it. You just want to throw up so you can get it over with, but your body's like, nah, we're going to draw this out for another 5-10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You just get knots in your stomach. I was doing the full sweating thing. Yeah. And
did you get sitting, like the salivation going too?
I do. Yeah. Oh, I salivate.
And then you think if I just keep swallowing it, I'll be fine. And no, it makes it worse.
Like I spit it out.
I
like,
always I just spit keep, it too.
Yeah. If no. I spit it out, my body will think, oh, okay, well, we'll keep trying pushing to get the stuff. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like push start in a car.
Exactly. So, and then it's just like, fortunately I sit right next to the bathtub. I just went, huh?
Oh man. Ugh.
Or it could have been the coffee that I had. Maybe my coffee was too strong because, like, you know, any number of factors go. Yeah. So I can't say what's one thing or the other, but it was really weird to look down and see, like, because I threw up in the bathtub and just kind of sat there for a while. Because, you know, I'm finishing. I got to finish pooping.
Right.
No. And so I'm kind of looking at it. And, you know what? We study these sorts of things, you know. This is how we make sure we're not dying.
Yep.
Because we won't go to the doctor.
It's how we know that our bodies don't process corn.
Exactly. Damn right.
Either way.
Either way. But I'm looking at it, I'm like, huh, that's all coffee. It's like coffee and mucus. Gross.
Yeah, that sounds delicious.
But yeah, that was... I highly recommend going. Like, it's the first time I've gotten sick. We've been there like a dozen times, so...
Yeah.
I'm not going to hold it against him.
Right. Well, so that was our Friday reason. And then I had wanted to watch the Oscars anyway. And I was like, hey, why don't we, could we do an Oscar episode where we sit here and bullshit, watch the Oscars?
Hell yeah, Batman.
And then everyone's like, yeah, I can do that. So we did. And we picked.
After the success of our Golden Globes episode.
Right, which that was fun. This was also pretty fun. Eventually, we'll get it posted.
I'm working the music awards next.
No. No, I have zero interest in that.
Not only could we not post it, but we'd also be bored.
Right, probably.
Like we'd be like, no, this sucks.
There would be so many names we don't know.
Right.
It's like. Oh God, what was it? Was it Rick and Morty that made fun of that when it's like, oh, Squishmallow Tea?
I think so.
Bobby Pins coming up with that. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It's like things you've never heard of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anyway, we picked, we had Oscar ballots. Like, I had paper because I have a printer, but I sent them theirs and they filled them out and we picked winners. Let's see how many categories. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times three. So about 20, 21. I don't think they all have seven. Jake and Dave tied with 8. So we're going to break that tie.
Gotta break that tie.
It's game show time. Anyway, it's not. Okay, so I was gonna pick from our the technical awards, the Oscars handout technical awards, but they don't list who was nominated or up for the award. They just say, hey, they won.
This guy won.
Yeah. So I went to the SAG awards. Because they aren't all the same. So I picked some that aren't all the same. And we're going to see which one you guys pick and which one wins. So
is the SAG the Screen Actors Guild?
Screen yes. Actors Guild.
Not to be confused with the Film Actors
Guild. Film Actors Guild.
Film Actors Guild, yeah. Actors Guild. Yes. Right.
So outstanding performance by a female actor in a leading role. Annette Bening in I'm talking.
Okay.
Lily Gladstone, Killers of the Flower Moon. Carey Mulligan, Maestro, Margot Robbie and Barbie, and Emma Stone in Poor Things. Make your pick. And then if there's still a tie, we'll go to the next one.
I got mine.
Okay.
Man, I need you to say them again.
Annette Bening.
Yeah.
In Naiad. Lily Gladstone, Killers of the Flower Moon. Carey Mulligan in Maestro. Margot Robbie in Barbie. And Emma Stone in Poor Things. And I already told you I was picking categories that had a different winner, so you can exclude Emma Stone because she won the Oscar for supporting actress.
I'm going with Annette Bening.
Okay.
I've got Lily Gladstone.
Hey, and Jake's the winner.
Yep. Booyah!
Lily Gladstone.
I just didn't want to pick the same one again.
Huh?
I was like, I didn't want to pick the same one.
Well, yeah. I figured that the Screen Actors Guild would try to right the wrong of the Oscars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, we could also have done Outstanding Cast, which is a category the Oscars doesn't have, but it's still going to be... I mean, if you were to guess...
I would have gone with Oppenheimer.
Exactly. That's who won. Yeah. I guess I could have picked like a television category, but that seemed gay. So
I'm
not doing that.
And we like chicks.
Yeah.
With
I
meant that in the way that's not cool.
Like the whole episode of South Park, that explains the whole,
whole
shebang.
There's a whole thing out there. If you want to figure out why we can say that now, it's just because we don't care.
Yeah.
And there was that guy on Saturday Night Live. What's his name?
Shane Gillis.
That's him. He was he was even dropping other words. I don't know. We have said retarded on here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not bleeped it.
Yeah, just, we were talking about this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's like, is this a word that nobody's complained about?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
The pendulum is swinging again.
It was a word I didn't like for a while, and I was like, what do I care?
Same. Like for a while, I was like, I don't think I'm gonna say that.
People say, I'm like, hey man, don't say that around me. Like I don't like that word. You know, it was like my N word.
Because even people that are considered retarded, they're not offended by that word because they don't think they're retarded.
Right.
So it's like,
also,
who's making the big deal about it?
And the problem, I think the problem I have with being offended by the word retarded specifically is that it literally means slowed down.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean there's no negative connotation to the word, in my opinion, because the word actually means slowed down.
Right.
So their brain in a way is slowed down. And up until a certain point, that's how we understood it. It's not a term of denigration until your friend's acting retarded.
But it wasn't even at that time. Like, it took until the 80s to be a word where people were like,
And even the 80s is a stretch because I've been reading a lot of papers from the early 90s Like up to 95, I think I read one.
Where well, they still just, use it in science.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's where I was getting at. Like, I've written two papers in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Where I use the Brag word retarded it. A lot. One was on mental defects of children in this place called the Love Canal because there was a lot of chemicals there, and then the other one was on wildland fires.
Mm. Like, oh yeah, because I use retardant.
Yeah. Like,
makes sense.
I'm like, I'm did using you know, these words that I'm apparently not supposed to use, but I'm like, well, we'll see what happens.
Did you know that people with Down syndrome can't walk backwards? I'd never thought about it, but I just learned that today. Mm-hmm. I was like, what? That can't be real. That's real?
I don't know anybody with Down syndrome, but now I want to
test it next time I see somebody. I'm like,
has anyone ever seen Shane Gillis take a step back?
Nope.
He's only got only got a touch of the downs.
Just the kiss of the downs.
It's really like I've started listening to a little bit of his stuff. I think he's pretty good.
I think he's funny.
Yeah, he's funny. I've been trying to find new comedians. He's all right. Nate Bargatze's all right. I like him pretty well. I watched or listened to both of his specials. You don't. I mean, they're Netflix specials, but you don't actually have to watch comedy,
right?
You know, so like,
have it on and
mm-hmm. Yeah, I was driving and I'm like, I'm gonna put these specials on, which mm-hmm. is actually what I've decided to start doing. I was just listening to comedy specials when I drive back and forth to Portland.
Right.
I used to do that. Mm-hmm. Or I had Jerry Seinfeld had a CD that I would listen to. Dane Cook, I would listen to his. Robin Williams was one I listened to.
Jerry Flower.
When I lived in Washington, I would, on my drives down, sometimes I'd put it on Pandora's comedy channel.
Mm. Yeah.
Pick a comedian and let it go. But like you're saying, Jake, like you had to find, you're looking for some new comedians. I have found that every time I find a comedian that I really like and then I start watching a lot of their stuff, they get unfunny real fast. But if I don't focus on them, they stay funnier longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Kevin Hart, that happened to me and Kevin Hart, because every time he came out with something new, I was like, I have to watch it, and I have to watch it three times.
Yeah.
Joe Coy, I have to watch it, and I thought it was hilarious, and then it's just like, okay, like these are all the same joke told in a different way.
Yeah.
Well, that's because Joe Coy is not really a very good comedian. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like his when he first got hot, it was awesome because. As a Filipino, like his jokes really hit home,
right?
And then that's, I was like,
they were from your home,
yeah, right? Like, same mom.
Well, it's funny to me in a way because like he's recently been trying to do a show at Key Arena. I can't even remember what they want to call it nowadays. Climate Pledge.
Yep.
But it's like you just bombed at the Golden Globes. You couldn't be colder. And bro, you just need to play the Showwear Center in Kent and be satisfied with that.
Yeah.
Because they still have your mural up on the wall from when you were here. Mm-hmm. The Climate Pledge doesn't give a fuck about you, dude.
He needs to stick to Bellevue, where all the Filipinos are.
And no, all the Filipinos are in the south part of town.
Did you see that Brad Williams is going to be in Eugene in the next couple months?
Dude, go. He's very funny.
Yeah, well, my dad likes him, too, so I'm mm-hmm. going to see if I can get him to go with me.
Where's he
He's playing? The midget, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's he playing? Let me look. I thought it was one of the smaller places.
McDonald Theater is really good for comedy.
I think that was it.
Yeah, it's a decent sized venue, but it's really good.
Did you see Zach Galifianakis there?
I've seen a bunch of things there. I've seen Daniel Tosh there. I saw Tim and Eric Awesome Show, Great Jobs live show there. I saw Butthole Surfers there. I saw Talib Kweli and David Banner there. Let's see.
Yeah, I can't find his events. Oh wait, maybe it's on here. Events. Duh.
That's about it. But McDonald Theater is pretty good.
San Jose.
Oh, I saw Les Claypool there.
Oh, nice.
I've never been to a comedy show.
Ever?
Ever. Like Seven Feathers Hotel and Casino Resort, like back bar right. stage where they used to play music and let kids dance.
They were terrible.
Yeah.
I saw Conan O'Brien and Reggie Watts.
I remember nice. That.
That was super cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw Fat Amy Schumer. Wasn't my fault.
Yeah.
I think that's the only... Oh, and then I saw Gabriel Iglesias at the fair.
Let's see. I've seen Randy and Jason Sklar like four times.
Yeah.
Seen Daniel Tosh. I've seen Brad Williams. I'm going to see Craig Ferguson on Saturday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Well, he's very funny. I can't wait to
Scottish guy that used to have late night show.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was my favorite late night show too. Mm-hmm.
We're at the stage. We're front row.
Nice.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
I would go see him.
It's at it's a really cool club in Tacoma called the Tacoma Comedy Club. And incredibly creative name.
They all but, are.
Like we saw, that's where we saw Brad Williams, and you know, we saw Josh Wolf. He's another guy from up here who's pretty funny. Mm. But Brad Williams comes out, he's like, man, you guys got to realize that, you know, we put on not only did we put on a hell of a show for you, but you got to see a black, a Mexican, and a midget all at the same show.
That's a joke in itself. That's
diversity right there.
It's like, we are the most diverse comedy show you're ever going to see.
Yeah. I was trying to think of something.
The picture I have of Brad Williams is one of my favorite pictures because I cropped it off like at my belly button.
Right.
So it's just him and my shirt.
You ought to ask Craig Ferguson if he has Jeff with him.
Oh, I should. Mm-hmm. I wish I knew where my snake cup is. I used to have a rattlesnake.
Oh, yeah. Cup. I remember that.
Yeah.
Did we find that at Goodwill or did you buy it?
No, my dad got it for me for Christmas.
Okay. Because I remember I had seen one at the Goodwill in Horvallis.
Yeah. You're like, hey, check this out. I'm like, yeah, I got one.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be cool. Dude, I bet he'd be like, no way. Where'd you get that?
Yeah, I got it from the website, dude, way back when you were.
You say you're going to see him this weekend?
Yeah, on Saturday.
Dang. So probably not enough time to find the cup.
Well, it might be in storage.
Mm-hmm. Find the cup.
Cool. That would be cool to take.
I know where most of my stuff is.
You show up there and you're like, hey, remember this?
Mm-hmm.
Black Santa!
What could you
funnier if you said Black Santa?
Please. I wonder what you could sign a coffee mug with
that Sharpie.
It'll stick.
You could sign it with Sharpie on the bottom. Just don't use it.
Yeah, I give them this, you know, sign
would
wherever.
It stay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't, okay.
As long as you don't wash it and wash it off.
Put yeah. tape over it or whatever.
Put tape over it or like get epoxy and just do that.
Yeah. Take a Dremel with you. Hey, can you etch your name in this thing?
I got an engraver you can borrow.
Hmm?
Oh, I also saw Jason Mewes there.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen Mewes like three times.
Yeah.
How is he at stand-up? Well, we've seen him three pretty times, funny. So he's pretty good.
He's pretty funny.
Is he vulgar?
Like, oh.
You would okay, because you would assume he is.
Like he tells stories about he definitely tells stories about being fucked up.
Yeah.
But you know he actually tells a lot of stories about being a dad, and like those are a lot more wholesome and a lot less. Yeah, so I was fucking this chick.
Right.
Like, they're definitely so I was fucking this chick stories, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, know. I mean, and who am I to say something about language because.
Right.
Let's be real here. But you know, like those comp comedians that like they just lay it on thick, like I'll say whatever I want. And you're just like it's not funny anymore. All you're doing is standing up there saying fuck over and over again.
Yeah.
One of my least favorite comedians is Anthony Jeselnik. Because I feel like Anthony Jeselnik's entire shtick is whatever terrible thing you thought I was going to say. I'm going to say something more terrible than that.
Yeah.
And you're going, and the laughter he gets isn't laughter of humor. It's, oh my God, I can't believe he said that. I'm so nervous to be in a room with somebody who said something like
right.
that.
Right.
No.
Daniel Osh was like that for a minute too.
He definitely got like that for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys definitely, but I had to look him up because I couldn't remember, because he looks way different now than he did when Anthony Jeselnik anyway.
Yeah.
Because I'm picturing like skinny nerdy kid.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, he looks like an adult now. I forget that. But yeah, those guys, him, Daniel Tosh, they've got clips that I think are hilarious.
Daniel Tosh, his hour was pretty good. I will say, like, I went and saw him at McDonald Theater, and his hour was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I would go see him. But then again, like I said, I'd probably go see him, but I'd like to see them once and then never watch another thing of theirs. You know what I mean? Because
after I saw his live, I don't think I watched another episode, like, of whatever his show was called, Tosh.0.
Yeah.
I kind of stopped watching that. I was like, okay, mm-hmm. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Again, I've never watched a whole lot of Tosh.0, but there's clips that I think are absolute. Like, there's one that I'll never. It's called the "Is It Racist" skit.
Yes,
that one. God. It will always be one of my favorite things
he ever did.
And it just—it's so funny watching these people be racist about a random word two words he put together.
Right.
Like that one where he's like spoon face. And the white girl's the white girl's just like, that's super racist. And he's like, why? And she points at the Asian dude. And I was like, why would you call him a spoon face? And Daniel Tosh is like, I didn't call him anything. You just did. I just took the word spoon and face and put them together. You're the one that created and made it racist.
You are the ones who are.
You are the ones who are the racist.
The ball lickers.
Yeah.
The dude who I don't get why he's got a big following right now is Matt Rife. I don't.
He has funny clips on TikTok. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, from what I've heard, people that have seen his act are not impressed. But his clips that he gets are from shows where he actually talks to the crowd. And he doesn't even do that at every show. Just occasionally something happens and then it's recorded.
That's crowd work.
Yeah.
Yeah. His crowd work is pretty funny, but I've never watched an actual set.
Yeah. Yeah, he's quick.
He's just got the good looking, like, he's a good looking dude.
He looks like he fucking created his own face.
He did. I was just about to say, that guy made himself a good looking dude. Because you go look at him from like 10 years ago and you can see he's had plastic surgery.
Oh,
he's got
okay.
He's got his teeth all fixed and together. Mm-hmm. Like,
I know one of those looks like a meme,
honestly. Yeah.
One of those Jawsercise commercials was using him and saying that's what he did.
He looks
like, you know, the meme of the guy who doesn't know what button to push.
Yes.
That's what he looks like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's definitely, paid for his looks, I guess.
No, good for him. Well, I don't care.
Whatever.
Like, you know, he's getting his money.
What's funny is, like, I consider myself a student of stand up. Like, I study it. Like, you know, when I watch classics, I don't just watch it to hear the laughs. Like, I really pay attention to
structure and timing and
cadence and And so it's really interesting. Like, I sent something to you the other day. It was some kid out of New York. I'm like, dude, listen to the way he talks, this guy. This is straight up Richard Pryor.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, not Richard Pryor. It was Freddie Prinze. No, I was right the first time. Because it was He was doing the whole thing where he talked kind of like this at the end.
Oh yeah.
And he's talking to people. And, and I'm like, that is straight, like, his delivery.
He didn't know it, but yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, he didn't know he was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you can tell, like, when you can see someone's influences come out is really, like, I enjoy that.
Do you, either of you ever watch Kill Tony?
Yeah.
I see clips.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know what, Jake, if you're gonna actually do comedy, you could get on his show. He does a live podcast every Monday from Austin, and you just put your name on their list. You get 1 minute to do whatever you want, and then they make fun of you if you suck.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm not retarded, but I like rocks.
That like one... that rocket, what is his name?
Oh, yeah, the dude that's always, like, bouncing around. Like
he is so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Casey Rocket, that's his
yeah,
name.
Yeah, Casey Rocket. But he's funny for that minute.
Right.
Like, if he did a whole hour of that, I'd be, like, I'd be exhausted watching
well,
him.
Well, so I just watched one of him today where, like, he did his minute, and then Kill Tony, or Tony, whatever his name is, he goes, like, I had him open for me at a big arena show, and he did 15 minutes. If you think he's funny in a minute, the 15 minutes is killer. And he doesn't stop. He's like, what do you do to stay okay. in this kind of shape? And he's like, well, I like to be around my friends, sit down with a book. Like, it just, he's just naturally funny.
Yeah, funny. There's that, Kill Tony's got that one, that one, he's not a kid. He's
yeah,
like
he
20,
looks like a kid.
He's like 27 or something like that, but he looks like he's 15 right. or 12. He was pretty funny.
The problem with the people who like me or they like the illegal ones. So there's a right. joke, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Kill Tony. And I like it because they it's like a panel. They're not really judges, but they just tell.
Yeah, yep. That kid.
Heath
that dude.
Cortez.
He's funny.
He is funny.
Mm-hmm.
He's and that was the first time he'd ever done stand-up was the first clip we saw of him. He'd never oh, done really? Anything.
Well, there you go, Jake.
He had a look, though. Like, it helps when you look funny.
Yeah.
When you've only got a minute and you already look funny.
And people are laughing when you walk out there.
Right. They're like, why is this 12-year-old here? Right.
It's like the one guy who went out and did the Kaufman minute was really funny, too.
Yeah.
Dude, there was, I think I've talked about this before, but when I saw the Sklars the last time at the Hereafter in Seattle, a dude came out, Jeff Baldinger, I think was his name. And he was a pretty funny guy. And he came out and for like 3 minutes straight in a 50-seat room, like we're applauding, you know, him coming out. And for like 3 minutes straight, he just keeps bowing. Just over and over, just keeps bowing. We just keep clapping, and like we all, like everyone gets in on it,
right?
Because you know we understand what's happening, and so he's finally just like, I was gonna see how, like after about the fourth bow, I wanted to see how long I could keep that going. It was see if it was gonna be funny or not. Turns out it was hilarious.
Yeah, right. That feels like a Reggie Watts thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming all over. Here's a towel.
Thank you for coming over.
Has Austin always been a comedy thing, or is that just blowing up recently?
It started when Joe Rogan.
That's what I thought. The moved spaceship his, or whatever.
Podcast Jeez. There, the mothership.
Mothership, yeah.
That's the name of the.
I'm really upset place. That I'm missing the Austin trip this summer,
it's
though.
Crazy, man! You come down to Austin, you get out there, you try to go to Charlie's one night, and it's just assassins, bro, and they're just slaying people, just wall to wall, just. Serial killers, dude, just everywhere as far as the eye can see. So I get up there, I do my set, right, and I kill, I slay, I murder, I take them out, and I get up there, and a guy gets up there, absolute murders them, bro.
Who are you doing right now?
Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Oh,
you couldn't tell?
He couldn't
no.
Oh.
Didn't sound anything like him.
Well, I wasn't trying to do his
he didn't
voice.
Sound like him.
I was doing his mannerisms, David.
I stopped watching the Joe Rogan show.
I never started, so it's hard mostly, for me to stop.
Mostly because my commute is only 35 minutes and I don't have 3 hours.
That's crazy. Fair. Have you ever tried DMT?
Actually, I'm going to be doing that in 2 weeks.
Wait, oh. What?
Yep. With my wine teacher.
Double.
Huh. At least that was the invite.
Well, that's all right.
Hmm? Oh, and my
any questions.
My bracelet. You guys know my bracelet that I always wear. I'm not wearing it right now, but
yeah,
it's worked like 3 times this week meeting chicks because it's got the tiger's eye and like a bunch of stone like crystal stones on it,
uh-huh.
And then it's got Jesus. The Indian hand and then the eye of I call it the eye of Agamemnon, but the eye of Sauron. But it's got a bunch of that Indian yoga bullshit that I don't believe in. But when chicks see you wearing it, they want to talk to you about it. And then so that was one other thing. I've gotten three numbers in the last week just from my bracelet.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Man,
like, I love college chicks.
I wish I would have tapped into the things I don't believe in market when I was in college. I would have scored so much pussy if I would have just been like, here's some stuff I don't actually believe in.
Mm-hmm. I've actually gone as far as math for when cool. I move, looking for a crystal to be in the corner of my room.
No, just get a salt lamp.
Mm-hmm. I have one.
And I guess that works.
I got one over here. Mm-hmm. My sister gave it to me years ago. It's just sitting there. I did lick it once to see if it tasted salty.
Yep, me too.
Did it? Yeah,
yes, of course. So my kid has one too, and I did the same thing. Like, as soon as she got one of the first things I did was lick it.
Right. Because
I wanted to know if it tasted salty. And Jen's same. Like, why'd you lick it? I'm like, well, I wanted to see if it was salty. Like, why is this complex?
Yeah, I thought it was plastic. I thought all of them were plastic.
Yeah, that's bullshit. I want to see if it's for real.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they all look the same? How they
actually? It would be funnier if I put a fake salt lamp.
That would be funny.
I like that.
That would be such a move. And like, you could actually get fake crystals, which would be funnier. Like, just get like a glass dildo or something. Like, no, it's a crystal.
Or find a bunch of round rocks and be like, there's geodes in there, but I don't feel like disturbing them, so they're still whole.
There you go.
That's going to be my other play.
These are thunder eggs. Thunder eggs. I wouldn't expect you to understand.
Yeah. See if I can score a whole... This is actually a dragon egg from China that they discovered 500 years ago.
Look out of here!
Hoya!
Hoya!
Have you watched those videos of the native teaching a white guy how to be native?
I started to see one the other day, but it was one of those things where I opened it, started watching it, and then it reloaded and I lost it forever.
Let me see if I can find. I sent one to Jake earlier.
You're looking indigenous.
Oh, here it is. Part four. Let's see.
Where's your auntie? Hey, one thing about being native, so we don't point like the normal. What's that? We point like this. Over there.
Filipinos do that too.
Oh, deadly. Yeah. In order for him to be real deadly like my uncle, Thunder Feather, we need him to toss this jacket on. Here. Another thing that he needs to know about being native is
I feel like I could snag your auntie in this jacket.
Now that he dresses deadly, looks like my uncle, looks like my cousin, he's got to give me some wisdom in a good way. Let's hear it.
Look off into the sky. You see the sun over there. Oh, look, there's an eagle. Holy fuck.
It's my white friend.
I was out in Eastern Oregon, out of Lake Billy Chinook. And there's
Billy
no radio.
H. Chinook.
There's no, absolutely no radio over there, except for reservation radio.
Just the sounds of beating drums and hollering.
Yep. And they had a DJ on there, and he's like, all right, next we're going to play this song, Indians. And it was like, they were playing like modern, like Indian hip hop shit. And it was like, it was wild. And then, oh man, and then they just drums, just doom 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 doom. There's no radio except the drums. Mm-hmm. But the best part is that, like, the native sense of humor, is so out of left field, you'll never see it coming. It's like, I remember my uncle and I were standing up on the hill at a great buffalo feed. My uncle said, look, nephew, down at all these great people, they all came to eat buffalo. I'm like, I'm sure people are just blowing snot right now. Like,
somewhere, somebody is laughing.
Yeah, somewhere this is killing.
The drum beat stops and all you hear is laughter.
Ha, 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 ha.
Dude, I don't know what it is about like that native, like the drum beating music. Like when I hear it, dude, like I get going, not like a weird way, but like I get into it, man. Anytime I hear like tribal music from just about anywhere, if there's like a like solid bassy beat, like I get like there's something like. And it sounds super gay to say this, but it's like something primal. I'm just like, I feel like stronger. I don't know.
No, I hear what you're saying because I mean, there is a connection to it because it's supposed to emulate the heartbeat. And so there's a lot to it there.
Something about it. I just get I get into it.
One thing I noticed, like my dad wanted me to go watch his friend's band play the other night. And I learned that I don't like Irish music. And when I say I don't like Irish music, it makes me like violent.
Ah, yeah. All right, I got you.
I didn't want to be touched. I didn't want to be talked to. I didn't want to be looked at. I wanted to fuck something up.
Yeah, I can see that. Definitely. Absolutely. Do you guys know that one TikToker? He does all the songs, but he makes the song about how the music used to be.
No.
Like he had that one, like, house music one. And he was just emulating all the house music from the, like, early 90s. You guys never seen that?
No, I sure haven't,
Dave. I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to find it.
You're going to have to tell me about it.
You have to tell me more about it and be a little more descriptive than that one TikToker who remixes the song.
He's the only one that I know of that does it.
Fuck out of here.
Out of here.
I wish, man. I look forward to going to football next year and just fucking fuck out of here.
Wait, is this the song I was trying to find? Oh no. Have you seen this? Somebody took the Dune soundtrack and made it a techno thing.
Oh, Kyle Gordon.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy.
I'm going to go do Molly.
Can you hear it?
Oh. I do have one point I could go do right now.
I've heard.
I keep trying to figure out when to do it. Maybe I'll wait for Dave to do his DMT and we'll do it at the same time. We'll call each other.
Oh, so he has an Irish song.
I can't hear shit, that's Dave.
Silent.
Oh, it's too
cool. Son of a bitch. Fucking cocksucking horse.
It's doing the thing I want it to do, but not when I want it to do it.
Right? That's the way it goes.
That's how they get you.
Mm-hmm. They're making this joke take way too long. I want to fight.
Is it like that? Jake's eyes are doing something.
Jake's eyes are doing something.
Yeah. All right, here. I turned off my noise cancellation.
It sounds like your phone's broken.
My phone's broken. Fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah. I know that song.
But he does songs like that. Like, there's a...
Oh,
hey, how's it going?
Oh, that's the ad one. But he's got a bunch of songs where, like,
is that the Gangs of New York?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Gang Bangs in New York with that.
Oh, yeah. The Gang
he's
Bangs
in
New York.
One out, too.
Is that the porn version?
But yeah, like, so all of his songs are just, like, parodies of that genre from that time.
Yeah, it makes me want to fight.
What about this one?
All right, I don't have that much left in here.
I have this. We're going to get this whole episode canceled.
Yeah, pretty much. You guys have been drinking beers. You guys are cavorting and doing all.
Saying the retarded.
For YouTube's. This is actually just water with food dye in it.
No, I'm more for the sound and the copyrights. We can drink and do whatever. Like the other day, Bullet Sponge, which is funny because I mentioned him as Bullet Sponge. He asked this question: are you guys allowed to talk about what Dave does for his work? I'm like, at the gun shop? Yeah.
No.
Have you not noticed we say your name? I just don't thought that, but like.
Dave, so you're basically in charge of the social media for the gun store because you're the only guy who knows how the internet works.
Actually, yeah, it's weird because I'm actually the youngest guy that works there.
I know.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah, I know.
You should do your own remix of Thrift Shop, but it should be Gun Shop.
Gun Shop.
I'll take you to.
I'm gonna pop some caps.
Or Candy Shop. I was thinking Candy Shop instead of Thrift Shop. Oh.
I'll take you to the gun shop.
Just do that.
Just my voiceover.
Gun.
Yeah, get really close to the mic and just
gun. Say it like Steve Austin. Gun.
Here, Dave. I'll take you to the
gun
shop.
Dun, dun, dun,
I got one pistol.
What?
Two pistols.
What?
A revolver.
What?
Some shotguns.
What?
Hunting rifles.
What?
308.
What?
556.
Did I ever tell you guys there used to be
what?
I
hate you
so much. There used to be a juice bar in Springfield.
Oh yeah.
What's a juice bar?
So it's a strip club.
I almost just said it. What the fuck is juice?
But juice
goes in front what of that. That juice? One I definitely gotta bleep.
Yeah. I almost just said it. But it's a strip club where you can go in if you're over the age of 18.
Because they
serve alcohol.
There was one on I-5.
There was one in Springfield on South A called the Candy Shop. And I went there once, and you know, it's weird drinking juice and watching strippers.
Almost said it again.
Don't really have a boner while I'm drinking apple juice.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'll have a orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back a second night and I wasn't paying attention. I paid my cover. I'm ready to go in. I turn and look. There's a couple dudes up there. Turn back around. I'm like, hey, buddy.
Having a bloody buddy.
How about giving that $8 back? Because I don't want to watch guys get naked.
I didn't know it was bear night.
I didn't know it was ladies' night. And he's like, oh, dude, you can stay. Like, do the ladies love it? I'm like, nah. They're not here for me. Okay. And
I don't like looking at soft penises.
Yeah, that's not my jammy. Smell like. What does it smell like? So, yeah.
Fries.
Then they were out of business. And now they're like a... collectibles.
Having your little brothers. Now it's a Jamba Juice.
Yeah, it's a Jamba Juice. It's weird that the a strip club that doesn't sell alcohol doesn't work in the state of Oregon.
Weird.
But they're so prevalent up here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we keep bringing up strip clubs.
Yeah, I need to go to a good one. It's been too long
since I've been to a good one. What if we did a strip club that didn't serve alcohol but weed instead?
Well, you can't.
What if we figured out a way to make it work?
It would have to be a private club.
I'm okay with that.
A gentleman's club? We'd call it a scoundrel's club, though.
Villain's social club.
A club of debauchery.
The villain's social club.
No, but what would the name of the club be? Like, what kind of
villain's social club?
The Darren Crouch, I'll fight you, club.
The Darren Crouch, I curse you, club.
It's gonna be a picture of him with no shirt on, with like, nah! Just no, that might
stolen people straight might, off the UFO website.
People might think that's a gay strip club.
What?
People just might think it's a gay strip club if we do a shirtless Darren. It's just a bunch of gay bears rolling around.
They just show up.
Nothing like, but hairy chest and
like, where's BDSM the guy gear. From the picture?
Oh, where we could he? Do a guy one too, and we could call it like gummy bears.
Mm-hmm. The fire pole.
Because it's gummies, the weed gummies. Gummy bears.
Maybe that's what you do. Maybe everyone comes in and gets a gummy.
Yes.
And there, that way you don't have the you smoke don't have in the smoke. Air.
Oh, patent that.
Verbal patent.
Yeah, mail it to patent. Ourselves.
That was an office quote.
Verbal patent. I'm actually going to bounce this off my gay wife and see what she thinks. She used to hang out in all the gay bars down in Louisiana.
The old Louisiana gay bars.
Gay bar. How long does it take for a gummy to kick in usually? Like,
well, it depends.
Okay. So we have like massage chairs in there so you can get like relaxed while you're getting relaxed.
While you're getting relaxed. Call
them massaging chairs.
Yeah. See? Now you're getting it.
Misogyny but, chairs.
Because I mean, it's just a dude gay bar, rubbing you though, down. So it's getting weird. Whatever.
It's only weird if you let it be.
What? That's how fair. Come? How come every time we come up with an idea, Dave turns it into a gay bar?
That was Robin's idea. Hey, stop giving me credit for all the gay stuff, right, guys?
You were in the Navy.
I'm getting too many emails.
What? Like hot gays in your neighborhood?
Yep. There's nothing but rock hard dick pics.
Yo!
My buddy, when I was stationed in San Diego, my buddy Jonesy and I would always go into a bar, and if they had something that we could play music on, kind of the jukeboxes, we would always play that song, and then we would like high five and hold hands and just look at each other.
Were you as Riley?
Yeah. See, I've never put that together before, but as I'm telling the story, I'm like, I'd had a friend named Jonesy.
Yeah.
There you go. Jen and I want to go on vacation someplace and go karaoke somewhere and act completely hammered and do the worst conceivable version of I Got You, Babe possible.
Dun, 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 dun.
Where we both hold our microphone, babe, and we just stare at each other the entire time, but we don't know the words. So it's, that's a fun anytime.
Couldn't we just do that at the O bar?
I mean, we kind of did, but it's a little different.
It'd be like this, that one movie with Zach Galifianakis and the chick from SNL when they go do the photo shoot. It's the karaoke version of that.
I don't recall what you're talking
Kristen...
about.
Yeah, Kristen something.
Wig. There it is.
Yep. Did I get it right?
You did.
I don't think it was Kristen Wiig.
Yes, it was.
Shut up, Dave. Yes, it was.
It was.
I don't even know what we're talking about, but I got it right.
I'm looking it up. It used to be my job on this show. Now
it's... I'm looking it up. The movie's called Masterminds.
It was... No.
No, Mastermind. Oh, yeah, it is Mastermind.
It was Kate McKinnon.
Kate McKinnon?
Played his wife, yeah. Kristen Wiig's in it, but Kate McKinnon plays his wife.
Kristen Wiig is like the neighbor.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Kristen Wiig
could be my neighbor.
Yeah. Instead you got like a black dude that's like calls you the man or something. I forget his name.
B.
What up, B?
Yeah, what's up, B? If you ever figure out how to use a podcast.
Old B boy.
He actually called me over yesterday and he's like, hey man, my printer's broken. Can you figure out what's going on with it? And so I go over there.
Sounds like a black Mitch Hedberg. My printer is broken.
Come over here and fix it.
My printer is broken. No, maybe that was my inflection. But he's like, hey man, can you come on over here? I can't do it now.
You can't do it now.
Why?
Black Santa.
Black Santa.
My printer's broken. Oh, if you're not watching this on YouTube, you're missing half the joke.
My goodness. You've been missing out on the Black Santa joke for a long time.
Yeah. If you're not watching this, you just randomly hear Robin scream out, Black Santa! Like, what the fuck is going on?
I imagine blind people who they just imagine this.
Black Santa!
You can't braille that shit.
Well, these people, they could have been anywhere in the world, but they're here with Black Santa. We appreciate that.
We really need to get a Black Santa on the show.
What are you talking about? We just find a black guy with a beard.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Samson's making an appearance.
I don't know that that's a good idea.
Yeah. It's not. It's a terrible idea.
You want to talk about editing? Holy cow.
Someone's going to get stabbed.
It's going to be him.
It's going to be him.
He's going to stab himself in the leg to see if his leg still works.
Oh my god, before we go, do you guys remember Don LaPre?
Yes.
Dave?
Nope.
We put teeny tiny little ads, like classified ads in the newspaper, and telling you if you send him $5, he'd tell you how to make $1 million out of his one-bedroom apartment. And how he'd do it is by putting teeny tiny little ads all across newspapers. And they found him, like, he tried to commit suicide by cutting his femoral arteries, and so they found him with teeny tiny little cuts up and down his legs. But for this episode, this edition of my show, good night, universe.
That's a podcast.
What? Night.
Go Ducks.
Go Ducks.
He couldn't find his femoral artery. That's
the bottom line.
Make sure to go and check out DefinitelyNotSellingDrugs.com.